So going through all the ritual that we go through, telling the story of the Passover and how Jesus instituted the Last Supper by taking the bread and breaking it and telling them, this will represent my body broken for you. Taking the cup and raising it to heaven and giving thanks. Thank God, the King of the universe who brings forth the fruit of the vine, which will represent my blood shed for the forgiveness of sin. So with that, we come and we celebrate that today. And you can come to the altar. If you like to use the little cups, that's okay too. I think they're here somewhere. I've seen them. But the most important thing is for you to come. As it says on the altar table, do this in remembrance of me. Remember what Christ's done for us. And how the people of his day prepared him for his burial. And now we know, because we have history on our side, what he had done for us. He followed through with that mission. He sweated drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before. But he followed through. Because it was God's mission to break that bondage that Satan held over us. The bondage of death. By breaking that bondage, and then the third day he rose from the dead, was seen by hundreds. They knew, as the Roman soldier said, truly this was the Son of God. And he was seen by many. And then he ascended back to heaven. He said, I'll be back. We're waiting. That was the first Advent, the one that we celebrated Christmas when he was born. We're now anticipating and celebrating the second Advent when he returns. And we who believe in our hearts that Jesus was raised from the dead will come back with him. That little book of Jude will tell us that we will come back with him to set up his kingdom here on earth. No more tears, no more sorrow, no more suffering. What a joy.